La da 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 la 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 da da la 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 da da la 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 da 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 la la da 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 la da la. Man, hey everybody! Today I am 33 years old. My goodness, you're hearing this 2 days after my birthday. But I am recording this actively on my actual birthday. It's really crazy. 33, man. You know that really? It's everyone says the same thing, but it's so true. After 27, 28. Sorry. Actually, more like after 30. I feel like my 20s still just dripped by. Like, I spent the last half of my 20s here in Germany, and I didn't even really think about that too much. And I do tend to have friends who are older. Like, a lot of my friends are a good bit older than me, and I only have a couple of friends who are younger. So I always felt like the young guy in the group. But you do hear this a lot, that time just gets faster. It just goes by faster. And boy, does it. I mean, you know, I had a really nice chat with my mom the other day talking about how people feel a certain age in their head, no matter how old they physically become. And it's so crazy to be 33. I had this, like, I don't know, this glimmering, I wanted to say glimmer, but I really meant to say glimpse of my life. Recently, where I thought about what I really feel like age-wise, what I really think that I am and how I perceive myself. And I'm still like 23, 24, 25, you know what I mean? Like, so naive, so young. But now, if you really look at all my responsibilities and how my life has developed and stuff, as a 33... sorry. Tired today as the 30, yeah, because I'm 33 now. I'm always tired. I'm a 33 year old man. Now I wanted to look up something here. By the way, here's my most recent Google searches. Now I've just clicked into the bar, and here's what comes up: headache in my ear. How to get rid of sinus headache. Last night at 2 a.m, so on my actual birthday at 2 a.m, I woke up with a super intense pain in my, basically, I think it was kind of in my sinuses, but it felt like it was inside of my right eardrum. It really, and in my right temple, it hurt so much. It was such a crazy pain. I've never had a headache like that before. And I thought, like, what a nice, appropriate way to start off my 33rd birthday, where you already feel old. By having sort of an unprecedented sinus headache that just ruins your ruins your night's sleep. And that's why I'm so tired now. I was up for so long. I was up for like over an hour. I was Googling things like, okay, I boiled water and put a towel over my head and sniffed the steam for as long as I could take it to try and break things up in my nose. I drank ginger tea. I drank some ginger tea, and I chewed some ginger even, because it's anti-inflammatory and supposed to help with anything like anything inflamed. It felt like maybe my nostrils, like my sinuses, were inflamed or something. And thank God I had at least one more, like an ibuprofen, basically. Anyway, the point is, I wanted to pull up Google here to look up some interesting things about the year, the age of 33, because first off, I like the way it looks. I like this back-to-back three. Looks kind of cool. Looks good on paper. It's odd numbers, but symmetrical, if that makes sense. So here's what facts.net says about turning 33. Here we go. Turning 33 years old marks a significant milestone in one's life. It's an age where individuals have gained experience and wisdom while still having a vibrant spirit. Is this just a biography about your boy? From personal growth and career development, hello, to health and relationships, well, I don't have a lot of health. Let's delve into the unique aspects of this stage of life. Okay, what do we see? The prime of adulthood. I believe also, maybe they'll get to this, but I think 33 was the Jesus year, if I'm not mistaken. So this is the age, you know, they believe Jesus was when he was crucified. 33. Pretty young, man. You know, when you're a kid and you hear about a grown man being 33, you're like, wow, wise. What a wise man. Never made it as a wise man. But, you know, if I was being punished or killed, not to put myself in that position, but, yeah, I don't think I'd have too much to offer. But then again, you know, there's only one Jesus. At 33, individuals are often considered to be in the prime of their adulthood. Okay, you've got my attention. They have gained substantial life experience and are at the stage where they have a better understanding of themselves and the world around them. I have got to stop yawning. You know, that's very flattering. I think this is what... Was this written by 33-year-olds? I do think I have a better understanding of myself. I wouldn't say I have a better understanding of the world around me. Maybe just a better understanding of America and Germany. By the age of 33, many people have established a solid foundation in their careers. They may have gained significant professional experience, achieved career milestones, and developed expertise in their respective fields. Funny enough, my career shifted majorly in the last, you know, in the, for most of the age of 32, my career changed and shot up a lot. So I'm very grateful for that. I think 33 might be just a continuation of that. So that's pretty cool. By the age of 33, most people have established their social circles. They have built long-lasting friendships and meaningful connections with others, creating a supportive network that contributes to their overall well-being. I would say that I definitely have some strong social circles, but the downside about having friends who are mostly in their 30s and some in their 40s is that everybody has families. And even though it's established and meaningful and all that stuff, you see your friends a lot less than I was kind of hoping for at this age. And you also don't talk to your friends as much as I used to. Like my New Orleans friends back in the day, somebody would call or text or something every day. But then again, you know, you have to think about you're in your 20s. A lot of people are still studying. A lot of people just have, you know, like gig jobs, like not really career jobs that take up a lot of time every single day. So things do shift. Like that would be something I would be able to... Or I would want to not warn people, but like say, you know, don't. I have to learn to not take it personally. And I would just tell like young Jordan to not take it personally, that when you get older, everybody just, their lives just become more busy and complicated. So there are long lasting friendships and meaningful connections, of course, all that stuff. That's true. But it is, I think, harder to stay. It's harder, a little harder to see your friends as much as you maybe used to. It depends who your friends are. Actually, no, it doesn't. It's just life. It's just how life is. Personal growth and maturity. At 33, individuals have had ample time for personal growth and self-reflection. Speak for yourself, facts.net. They have likely learned valuable life lessons, gained emotional maturity, and developed a deeper sense of self-awareness. Yeah. Okay. I have learned some valuable life lessons. Don't get arrested. Don't do drugs. Emotional maturity. I think I'm still working on that one. Deeper sense of self-awareness. I am more or less self-aware. Balancing responsibilities. At 33, individuals often find themselves juggling multiple responsibilities. What? Hello. Check. Box. Check. They may be navigating career demands. Check. Managing personal relationships. A check. And possibly starting a family. Oh. Well, there was a check. Finding balance becomes a key focus during this stage of life. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, balance. It's a balance beam. It is indeed. Financial stability. By the age of 33, many individuals have achieved a level of financial stability. They have likely established a career that provides a steady income and may have made progress in terms of savings, investments, and long-term financial planning. I wish so badly that I had had any sort of passion for a job that created those opportunities. I have made more money in the last year than I ever made. It doesn't mean that it's like, you know, a life-changing amount of money or something, but it's definitely like heading towards somewhere great. Still have no savings, still have no investments, and basically have no long-term financial planning. It sucks. I'm so stupid. At 33, people tend to become more conscious of their health and well-being. I have thought about going back to the gym, so they got me there. They may pay closer attention to their diet. I'm still eating like crap. Exercise regularly. Still haven't been back to the gym yet. And prioritize self-care practices to maintain optimal physical and mental health. Your boy's still drinking a little too much. Does have the ever so occasional cigarette. Does love him some Doritos. And has not gone back to the gym in a long time. So, things gotta change. I don't know who said this quote. Maybe I have to look it up. But I like this idea. There's a good quote I heard that said, everybody has two lives. The second one begins when you realize there's only one. Man, what a very inopportune time for my body to force me to yawn. I'm very sorry. I think the quote is something like, everybody has two lives. The second one begins when the person realizes they only have one. Which I like that concept. Like, you know, your life kind of changes, your priorities change, your activities change when you realize there is just this one life, just this one time. I also saw a really nice thing. I saw, you know, you see a lot of things on the internet of people kind of making fun of their parents, and I did it too when I was a teenager. Everybody makes fun of their parents. I'm going to have my turn with that too, and it's all good. But I saw a really great video that was very support, like very sweet about parents. And it was you saw the perspective of this teenage daughter filming her mom, who was maybe doing something that normally you'd find a little silly or annoying. She was like filming, something. She was like in this car driving by this street, and this mom was like holding the phone in a very mom way, and you know, recording the street, and it was kind of like something you could be like, oh well, you know, there's a boomer with the cell phone or something like that. But the caption was so sweet. It was like, you know, give your parents a break. It's still their first time at life. Like, it's still their first time at this. And it's, when you think of it like that, when you put it into that perspective, I had so much more sympathy immediately. I was like, right. It's not like they did this whole life thing and then started over and then had me. Like, it's still everyone I know, it's still their first time doing this. This is everyone's first time. And you meet some people who are in their, you know, 40s, 50s and up, who kind of give off this energy that they've been around the block a million times. And it takes a lot more work to see the person in them, like, as opposed to just, the self-awareness thing is interesting too. Like, some people have no self-awareness, and it's hard to see them more and more as like these real people that this is their only life, this is their first time doing it. But it made me think when I saw that. I really like that. By the age of 33, individuals have a clearer vision of their life goals. They may have identified their passions and are actively working towards achieving their dreams and aspirations. That's me fighting a yawn. They may have identified their passions and are actively working towards achieving their dreams and aspirations. I'll go for that. That's true. That's a good one. That's true. Them's facts. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to see if I can go 33 minutes on today's episode. That'd be kind of cool. Wisdom and experience. At 33, individuals have accumulated a significant amount of wisdom and experience. Well, guys, come on. Experience Sure. Wisdom? Depends. They have faced challenges, overcome obstacles, and learned valuable lessons. This is kind of a repeat of before, though. Let's calm down with the wisdom. By the age of 33, individuals have experienced various changes in their lives. They have learned to adapt and embrace change, recognizing that it is an inherent part of personal and professional growth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the one thing that's very sure to me, or there's one sort of constant truth, is that the only constant is change. Like, I see videos now that make me feel very old, where I see millennials mocking Gen Z slang, or even the next generation after Gen Z. I don't even know what they're gonna. Is it go back to A? Is it Gen Alpha again? Like, I don't even know. But when I see these videos of the millennials mocking Gen Z for whatever reason, it makes me feel so old, and it also makes me feel a little angry at the millennials who are doing it, because that's just an old person thing to do. It's also a very old person thing to just completely adopt all of the young generation's, you know, behaviors and slangs. Like, it's okay that they have their own thing. We did too. Like, it's, you know how in like 2008 or whatever, so many people, so many teenagers in America and like college students had fedoras and a mustache tattoo on their finger. Everyone wanted to be New Girl or whatever. That was just kind of like a millennial thing. There was emo music with the swoopy hair. We all had like Timberlake and Britney as our, you know, pop icons as little kids. You know, the millennials went through a lot of stuff. We saw a lot of things, experienced a lot of stuff. And quirky, sort of like nerdy, quirky crap. I had it too. You know, we all had our sort of thing. And then, you know, like indie became sort of like a personality you could adopt, which I definitely did. Hipster, all that stuff. And, you know, it's just how, like, that's just what it is. That's just how it is. Like, every generation has their thing. Their thing that they do, the personality that they pick up, the things they get interested in, like, it just changes like every 15 years or less. Now maybe even faster. So just calm down, you know, millennials and making fun of boomers too. It's like, that's just, I'm just done with it. Like, generational comedy for me is very, very weak, very boring. And I just don't care. I just don't care about it, and I don't find it funny. I don't think it's a sensitivity to getting older myself. Maybe it is. I don't think so. For me, it's just like, it's not, it's very low effort. And when comedy is that low effort, I just kind of think it's not worth sharing. And also shows this lack of self-awareness. Like, how can you not remember how goofy and what slang and stuff you came up with when you were like 18? You know what I mean? Like, of course, our parents didn't get all the stuff that we were saying, or the references that we would use, talking about, you know, viral internet memes and things like that. It's just how it is. Just things change, people change, slang changes, clothing style changes. You know, relax. Relax. It's basically what I'm trying to say. At 33, many individuals have developed a stronger sense of self-confidence. They have overcome insecurities and have a better understanding of their strengths and capabilities. Yeah. For me, to an extent, I think probably my biggest personal battle in life is with my own insecurities. That's like my physical insecurity. Like, I think I'm funny, and I think, you know, I think I play music well and all that stuff. I don't like to describe it that way, because I like to just let it kind of speak for itself. But I do think that my greatest weakness is literally my own physical, like my insecurities towards how I feel about how I look. And if you know, the people who know me the people who know me the closest can already know what I'm talking about. They know. It's not like if you see me and talk to me every day, it's not like the things I'm hiding or covering up or protecting are some sort of like super mystery, like I could never guess, you know. It's just my I think I've gotten better at being confident in knowing what I like to do and what I don't like to do and who I like to spend time with and who I don't like to spend time with. But probably like a general self-confidence, you know, maybe that's going to change when I get back to the gym. That's actually probably going to be connected to that a lot. I remember going to the gym so much and going just before the pandemic started. And like 2019, I was going to the gym every morning and I felt so good about myself and I felt attractive and I felt good. I felt like healthy. So I just need to get back into that. Work-life balance. Let's see. They've realized the importance of achieving a healthy work-life balance. Yeah, it depends. It depends. I mean, like company jobs or freelancing. Some people go back to study. That's, you know, yeah, maybe. Building a family. Well, there you go. Either starting their own or considering. Stage of life often involves discussions about marriage, children, desire to create a loving and nurturing home environment. I actually just heard about someone the other day who just turned 30 this year. And they were already like planning and plotting children with their partner. And it's funny that to me now at 33, that sounds very young, but that's basically exactly the time frame that I was working with as well. But funny now I'm thinking like, oh, but you just turned 30. You're a kid, like take your time. You know, it's funny how that like immediately switches. It's not like I'm 50 and I'm like, whoa, come on, 30, you've got time. You know, I'm 33 now. It's just 3 years later. But it's funny how that stuff just sort of switches. I think I'm actually almost the same. I think I'm almost exactly the same age my dad was when my parents had me or my brother. I think he was exactly 30 when they had one of us. Which I think is a clean number to have, like, you know, when kids are 10, the parents are 40, and then 20 and 50, it's like you've still got so much time to see them turn into big people. And that's pretty cool. By the age of 33, individuals recognize the importance of lifelong learning. They actively seek opportunities for personal and professional development, whether through formal education, workshops, or self-study. Do YouTube video essays count? I will go with a big old juicy yes. Embracing individuality. At 33, people have a stronger sense of individuality and self-acceptance. They embrace their unique qualities and no longer feel the need to conform to societal expectations. I was kind of saying that before, but not with such cheesy vernacular. I don't think it's that black and white. Like, I no longer feel the need to conform to societal expectations. Like, you're still going to stand in line and go like, oh, sorry. You're still going to, like, do your, you know, your overly nice guy thing. Like, oh, please, after you, you know. Like, oh, no, I didn't say anything. No, no problem. It's like, well, next time maybe then, you know. I think everyone's just going to still be a nerdy little person. It depends. But I do have, like I said before, I definitely know like, oh, I don't want to hang out with, you know, Gary. I don't want to go see Gary. Gary sucks. No, I'm not going to go hang out with Gary. By the age of 33, individuals may find themselves reevaluating their priorities. They reflect on their achievements, evaluate their current path, and make necessary adjustments to align their lives with their evolving values and goals. They may find themselves reevaluating their priorities. They reflect on their achievements, evaluate their current path. This sounds so loaded. They make necessary adjustments to align their lives with their evolving values and goals. Evaluate their current path and make adjustments. Okay, I can get with that. They recognize the value of nurturing relationships. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I hate these yawns. But by the age of 33, people have likely discovered their hobbies and interests. They actively engage in activities that bring them joy and fulfillment, whether it's painting, playing a musical instrument, or practicing a schwat. Hobbies and interests. Yeah, you know, as a birthday gift from Ify, I got a basketball goal. And I have a basketball here at the house, so watch out, Munich. It's time for you to meet the professor.
Let me clear my throat.
Wait a second here. Oh my God, wait a second here. I gotta, this is gonna be me. This is gonna be me on the, this is gonna be me on the, on my driveway court, my driveway basketball court pretty soon. Oh, wait, let's see. Hold on. Can we do this right? Where's the thing? Oh, here we go.
Jump, 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 jump. Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, that's gonna be me. Oh yeah, dude. Interests and hobbies, watch out, okay? I'm gonna be spider dribbling you guys into next summer. Final thoughts. Reaching the age of 33 is an exciting time in life. By the way, I did see a study where they asked people, I think over the age of like 75, what age they wish they could revisit or like live again. And interestingly enough, the highest voted age was 36. And it kind of makes sense. You know, you're still young enough to still be like pretty active, of course. But you're more like you're stable and you get your job. And I think a lot of people also resent like being so busy with their work that they miss out time with their families. So maybe they want to go back. Maybe they want to go back to their age where they were working too much, maybe work a little less. That's a common thing. It makes a lot of sense. But again, these people aren't freelancers, which has a good old pretty even split, I'd say. Reaching the age of 33, if you ask me now at 33, I think I would still want to go back to 23. I just feel that age and I just liked what was going on. If I could keep the income and keep the job I'm doing and keep my whole life, but just be 23, I don't know. I think that was my best looking year. I would just go back and just be that fresh dude. So 33 represents a stage of personal growth, career advancement, and self-discovery. By embracing change, nurturing relationships, and pursuing life goals, individuals can make the most of this significant chapter. Remember to cherish the moments, celebrate achievements, and continue evolving into the best version of yourself. Thank you very much. That's very nice. What are some common challenges? Work-life balance, financial stability, blah, blah, blah. To make the most. This is such like, who gives these answers? This is facts.net. They're like, someone's like, how can I make the most out of being 33? And they're like, to make the most out of being 33, focus on personal growth, pursue your passions, nurture relationships, and maintain a healthy work life. It's like, that's just being a human being. And that's not like specific to 33. What is this though? Ooh, what is this though? This seems pretty strange. What is this? For some people, turning 33 means a burst of energy and success happens in life. For others, it is the beginning of midlife crisis. What is the significance of turning 33 and how can one prepare to make the most of this transition in one's life? This guy, Sadhguru, answers what happens when you turn... It's a whole video. I don't want to watch that. Let's see here. If there's anything else interesting that just pops up to me. Ooh, oh, okay. Let's see what this one said. Okay, interesting. Went to click a website. Apparently that's an Arabic website, and it was like, access denied. Okay, let's see here. Oh, you know what's funny? Did I click this first? Okay, so someone says, oh, here we go. Age 33 fax card. Here we go. Your age in the French language. Okay, here we go. So final facts for 33. Your age in the French language is 33. Your age in the German language is 33, which I knew that. Your age in the Italian language is 33. Your age in the Roman numerals is XXXIII. Very cool. Also, 33 just looks good. Your age in bingo calls is dirty knee, like the knee on your leg. I did not know that. Your age in bingo calls is dirty knee, 33, dirty knee. At the age of only 33, these are some incredible facts about your lifetime. You have now lived for a whopping 289,000 hours or 17 million minutes. The hair on your head has grown by a staggering 165 inches during your life. You've now probably burnt a jaw-dropping 24 million calories. Tell that to my belly. You've replaced all the bones in your body an amazing 4¾ times. Wow. Your lungs have inhaled a massive 228,000 cubic feet of oxygen. Your legs have taken 48 million steps. Your body has made a mammoth 1,020 pints of new blood. You are truly amazing. That's the most boring card I could ever imagine getting somebody. This is an actual card. This is the front of a birthday card. Like, imagine getting a birthday card for something like a pretty average birthday, like 33, and it's just this purple printout sheet with all these like weird facts on it, like nothing personal about it at all. I think I'm gonna wrap up that segment there, guys. Yes, today is a funny episode, goofy one, and sorry for all the yawns. But yeah, today is my 30. Well, now it's 2 days after, but I'm 33. I think it's gonna be a wonderful year for Artsy Fartsy. It's gonna be a wonderful year for everything in general. I'm really excited for the live show in January. I'm gonna have some new merch up soon. The socks are getting created. I love you guys. Share, like, subscribe. You know the jazz. And I'll be back next week with a real episode. Love you. Wait. Let's get into it one more time. Hold on.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.